legendary Democrat pollster, friend of Breitbart News, dies at 68. By Catherine Rodriguez on February 16, 2019. Pat Goodell, the pollster responsible for Jimmy Carter's win who later backed Donald Trump, died Saturday at the age of 68. Goodell died in Charleston, South Carolina, from complications stemming from a stroke, The New York Times reported. He got his start in politics as a 21-year-old Harvard University senior working as a campaign advisor and pollster for left-wing populist Senator George McGovern's campaign to secure the 1972 Democratic Party nomination. McGovern lost in a landslide to Republican President Richard Nixon. But Goodell used his acumen for translating voter data into political strategy for other clients. The self-taught pollster became one of then-former Governor Jimmy Carter's key advisors, eventually ushering him into the White House. Goodell advised Carter to be broad with his themes and not to substitute substance for style. After Carter's 1976 win, Goodell became known nationwide as the guy who could take the temperature of the American electorate. He stayed on as an advisor during Carter's presidency and remained active in the political scene. In the 1990s, Goodell turned away from the Democratic Party for its shunning of populism in favor of big business. He spent the latter part of his career as a Fox News pundit, Breitbart News contributor, and advisor to former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, and was one of the few pollsters who backed Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Goodell said at a conference in November 2017 that Trump was successful because he was able to tap into the anti-establishment sentiment building during the 2016 presidential election, adding that Trump's Make America Great Again slogan was the greatest slogan of my lifetime. Goodell is survived by his daughter, Heidi Goodell Eichelberger, his three grandchildren, his brother, Daniel Goodell, and his sister, Patricia Roberts.